Okay, we're getting into late January. Time to check in on your New Year's resolutions. Resolutions? What resolutions? You forget them by now, but if your resolution was fitness or weight loss related, then today we're offering a little motivation. An encore presentation of a visit we made last summer to Richard Simmons' aerobic studio in Beverly Hills.
Before Simmons became a fitness celebrity, he was a struggling waiter. He saved up a year and a half of tips to open his studio. 39 years later, after selling millions of fitness books and sweating to the oldies videos, he's still here.
Still teaching, still sweating with anybody who will show up for his $12 sessions. NPR producer Sam Sanders showed up for a workout and sent us this sweaty postcard.
Stomach in. 4 and 5. Push it back. 6 and 7. And side. Oh, yeah, baby. My friend Jerry has been coming here for many years, and she just celebrated her 90th birthday.
My name is Jerry Sinclair. I'm 90, and I celebrated right here at Richard Simmons, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
It was such fun.
My name's John. John Randles. First time.
Why'd you come?
Because Richard Simmons is a living legend.
Because
it's here, yeah. And if I had an opportunity to spend $12 and spend my morning with Richard Simmons, I was going to do it.
You know, it's a Broadway show. It is not an easy workout. You know, these people did close to most probably 500 or 600 leg lifts today. But most of all, it did something for their self-esteem. And the more I bark at them and become different characters and drive them crazy, the harder they work. And I get a little thrill out of driving them crazy, just a little bit. And then they'll go home and go, do you know what he said to me?
He said I was a hairy, hairy man and that he offered to wax my legs for me. So that was quite an experience.
He said I was cute, like a dessert. And it was amazing. He thought I was 16. He thought I would look too young to be in a class like this, I guess. I don't know. I'm 31.
Even though my work is whimsical, I have a very serious job. I cry more than I laugh. When I go to bed at night, I ask God to give me another day every night that I go to bed. I ask Him to keep me strong and make me a good teacher. And to keep spreading this right word. And, I have to do it until the day I die.
Richard Simmons, NPR's Sam Sanders, spent a day at his aerobic studio in Beverly Hills. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.